Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Football Around the World podcast. Today, as always, I am joined by my good friend and co-host,
Christian.
Christian's a little bummed out now because Barcelona lost on Tuesday.
Yeah.
What was the score?
The unpredictable. The thing that I think most people didn't think would happen. To be honest. To be totally and completely honest. Who expected 4-0?
Some YouTube comments predicted it.
You're stupid. All right. You want to jump right into Champions League talk, I guess you could say?
Yep. So, Tuesday, we had the unpredictable happen, like you said. Liverpool coming back, completing the comeback, scoring 4 goals. And Barca scoring 0, 4-3 on aggregate.
Yeah. Pretty disappointing. I'm a Barca fan. Barca fan before everything. And seeing this was just so disappointing because after the podcast, after the last one, we were done recording. That was recorded on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then we tuned into Champions League right away. And it was already 1-0. And I could tell, I was getting this little nervous feeling in my head. I could feel it.
Like a what if feeling?
Yeah, like a what if. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to think about it too much because I feel like overthinking it, I don't know, just some psychological thoughts. Like, if I think it, it'll happen. But I was just hoping for a goal. One goal for Barcelona. And that would have ended the whole thing. Barcelona would have been in the final. Everything would have been fine. But that never happened. And I think, just in general, Barca played awful. And Liverpool just had a much better game. Mm-hmm. They had an equally good game than they did in the first leg. Would you agree?
Yeah, they just didn't score the game.
Yeah, they just didn't score. To be honest, they should have got a goal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think 4 were coming, but I knew they were going to score a goal or two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just super disappointing to see. It's back-to-back years where they choke a super huge lead, a first-leg lead, which is just unpredictable. I just don't get why or how it happens, but that's football. It happens. That's the beauty of the game, and that's also the ugly parts of the game. You got to live with both. If you win some, you're going to also have to lose some in order to get there, you know?
So, did Klopp do good, or was it more of Valverde not doing his job correctly?
I think Klopp stuck to his tactics, because also, no Salah, no Firmino.
Correct.
So, he had to play either Origi or Sturridge.
And yeah, his tactics weren't nothing crazy, just like the you were expected to do, I guess.
Yeah, the usual club tactics. High press, make sure they don't have any time to think or play the ball anywhere on the field, which is what they did in the first leg. But Barcelona did get that little bit of rhythm in Camp Nou. What I was telling one of my classmates, I was telling him that the atmosphere does matter.
Mm-hmm.
That 12th man does matter. And when you have, I don't know how many seats there are at Anfield, but it's
65.
All right, we'll say around 60,000 Liverpool fans whistling at you at every touch of the ball that you get. It's gonna get in your head a little bit.
Yeah, plus the high press.
Yeah,
it gets to you quick.
No matter how professional you are, no matter what level you've played at, how many games you've played, if you hear 60,000 people or more whistling at you at every single touch of the ball that you get, it's gonna get in your head. To be honest, to be completely honest, so. It's just really disappointing to see as a Barca fan that we're out of the Champions League once again. Yes, we did get past the quarterfinal, which is, I guess, a positive for this season,
It's a positive for this season. I mean, it's also expected, isn't it, from a team like Barca?
To get out of the quarterfinals?
Yes.
It is. But I mean, like, semifinal exits, yeah, sure, it's not bad. The way we exited was bad. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say it would have been 2-1 in the first leg, and then we would have lost 2-0 in the second leg. I wouldn't have been as disappointed because you kind of expect that from Liverpool. If you downplay Liverpool now, obviously they're going to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just going to expose most teams, so to speak. Like, Liverpool are completely on the up. You can tell from this season, it was such a huge upgrade, I guess, from last season. Even the season before that. I guess their expectations are going up higher and higher. And obviously they came back. They're in the Champions League final. Respect to them. Like, they did everything right on the day. Mm-hmm. Barcelona had a terrible game. They were just swept all over the field. Sergio Roberto just did not look comfortable trying to defend Mané that whole time. I said Semedo should have came in. Semedo came in way too late. Coutinho was taken out, which is surprisingly, the same thing that happened.
I think he shouldn't have started.
The year before.
He shouldn't have started.
Coutinho missed that really easy chance, too.
He's, where he just didn't do enough. Both games, I feel like.
No, he didn't. To be like, he had a couple shots, yeah, sure, but those are the shots that he would score in a Liverpool shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would constantly make whatever goalkeeper that was in goal pay for that. But I don't know what's going on with it. I don't know if it was the pressure of playing at Liverpool or just the pressure of wearing a Barca jersey now. He just doesn't look as comfortable playing in that Barcelona jersey as he did in the Liverpool jersey. I think it's just because the expectations are so much higher for him since he was...
Yeah, I think it's just the whole Liverpool thing. He price played fine against Man U, didn't he?
He played okay. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything too special. Coutinho hasn't been anything too special since he's come to Barcelona, I will admit. But I think also the price tag and the expectations that the fans put on the player is kind of what gets into his head.
It's maybe hurting him a little?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think our two best players, honestly, were... I guess you could put Ter Stegen, even though he conceded four. But I'd say only... No. Well, I put him last. I'm saying top three Barca players that played that night. Say Vidal was first, Messi was second, then Ter Stegen.
Why is Messi second?
Who else would you put in there?
Ter Stegen instead of Messi, you're second.
You're saying Piqué had a stellar game. Longley. Jordi Alba.
Okay, let's go the other way. Who had the worst game then?
Who had the worst game out of everyone?
On Barca.
Either Coutinho, Suarez, or Roberto.
You don't think Jordi Alba?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I completely forgot about that. Yeah, Jordi Alba probably had the worst game.
All right, let's go over these goals real quick. The first goal was 7th minute. It was a Origi goal. The first shot was from Henderson, right?
Yeah.
And then, Ter Stegen just parried it out. But I don't blame Ter Stegen on that one at all. It's like hard right at him. But Alba's the one that... I guess.
A mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then 54. Yeah, Wijnaldum. Okay, this one, I think Ter Stegen could have done a little better.
He could have. It was kind of at him. Mm-hmm. It kind of went under him a little bit.
But again, Alba did make a mistake. And then 56th minute, we have a beautiful cross from him. Big shot. And then Wijnaldum again. Cross. That was a good goal. Ter Stegen can't do anything about that. It's just defense. I guess not being...
They were asleep. They were not attentive.
And then 79th minute, we have Origi completing the full comeback. Quick corner from Trent. That's the one that a lot of people are talking about.
Yeah, I don't know why fans are crying. I'm a Barca fan. I'm not even mad about
that corner. I was just confused.
That was a smart corner.
They were just walking away or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Because it looked like he was trying to walk away. Shaqiri was walking towards the corner flag. And he just took a quick corner kick. I guess he saw it coming.
I had a feeling he was going to miss it.
No.
Imagine if he missed that
finish.
One.
That was a good finish, too.
Yeah.
Top corner. Piqué couldn't get to it. Ter Stegen.
Piqué was the only one that kind of like, was like, oh, crap. And like,
ran. Well, Ter Stegen saw it because he was looking at his defense, kind of shaping them up. And then he noticed that Origi was kind of running towards the ball once it was already played in. And he set himself. But obviously, you don't save those. Mm-hmm. You just can't save those. That's a good finish.
How much is Messi to blame? Because I saw a little statement from Ronaldo, R9. I guess the fat Ronaldo, you could call him. But Barcelona, he said, Barcelona has a great team. They have the best player in the world, Messi. And I heard that the loss was the fault of Valverde, according to what he heard, I guess. Yeah. Coutinho, but never Messi's fault. And said, when they win, it's Barcelona of Messi that wins. It's a tremendous injustice for all the players and staff. Do you think Messi is to blame?
I think everyone is to blame.
Correct, that's what I think.
I think everyone is to blame. Obviously, you can't just blame the loss on Messi,
mm-hmm.
because that'd be unfair. Obviously, I don't know if that's a Barca bias for me, but the whole team played terrible, so why are you just going to put it on just the coach or just Messi? That'd be very unfair for all the other players. They need to all take the blame equally, because if you win as a team, you also lose as a team. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's really stupid when people are like, oh, Messi didn't show up once again. Like, yeah, sure, he didn't score. He created chances. The other players couldn't finish. But also, he couldn't finish some as well.
They could have scored first half, though, honestly. He had, end of the game. They could have ended the whole thing first half.
He had, I think, a top three, like, at most three chances to score. Mm-hmm. Messi himself, that he didn't do. But then also, I think Coutinho had one. Jordi Alba had a one-on-one where Alisson had a really good save.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said in the first half, Messi had that one that was going like kind of top corner, but Alisson, it was a somewhat comfortable save.
Yeah.
And the one at the far post when Messi volleyed it, I thought he was actually going to cross that in for someone to head it in at the far post.
I thought he was going to do it across goal.
Yeah, that's what I thought he was going to do. No, I did not think he was going to do that. But I don't know. It's just really disappointing to see. The whole team just played awful. But everybody just not getting his tactics right. He subbed out Coutinho for Semedo way too late. Again, like the same thing that happened against Roma. He did the same substitution.
Mm-hmm.
Coutinho coming out, Semedo in. Roberto playing up high, Semedo playing at right back. And the same thing happened once again. I don't know. Maybe it's just deja vu or something. I don't know what to say anymore. Liverpool just had a really good game. I will give them the credit.
So what needs to happen then?
I won't say Valverde out.
I've been seeing a lot of that.
I've been seeing Valverde out. Yeah. See, here's the thing.
He's unsure of his own job too. He said, because they asked him, like, do you think he's going to change your job position? And he said, I don't know.
Well, yeah. Okay. Winning La Liga, we won it comfortably. Without a doubt.
La Liga's like this year. Because I did hear people say, we won La Liga, though. But this year, Real Madrid wasn't even like a team that could compete.
That's also true.
It was just Atleti, but Atleti compared to Barca this year, not even close. So La Liga, it was like you said, it was comfortable.
Yeah. So Valverde, throughout most of the La Liga season, he got the results, even if we didn't look like the best team on the field. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes we would have small teams or smaller teams dominate Barcelona. Barcelona would somehow still get the results, whether that be like a quick substitution or something, whatever. Valverde would get those results that were needed, and that's why we won La Liga, I think, 3 match days before the end of the season,
mm-hmm.
which is something to be proud of. But also, we can't just keep winning La Liga and Copa del Rey for the next 5 years and still call ourselves the best team in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You need that Champions League trophy at some point in order to stay up there. To be called one of the top teams, you know? Like, obviously, Barcelona are not going to fall off of that pedestal that they have, like, being considered top 5 teams in the world. I think you can agree with that, right?
Correct.
Like, even, like, let's say even if they only won 1 trophy in a season, they would still be considered top 5 in mm-hmm. the world, right? Because mm-hmm. they're such a big club. But you just need that Champions League trophy to just back up what you're, like, showing,
mm-hmm.
what your team is worth. And if we're not getting the Champions League trophy, the last time we got it was 2015. If we're not getting it for 4 years, I don't know. It's pretty disappointing. Just as a Barcelona fan. I don't know. It's just sad to see. But well played to Liverpool. I'm rooting for them because obviously you want to lose to the champions, not lose to a runners-up.
But is it a little bit of Arsenal?
Yeah, I was going to say. I was waiting. But also, I'm an Arsenal fan, too. Or that's just my preferred team in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I don't want Spurs to win it. Because if Spurs win the Champions League before Arsenal, nobody would ever hear the end of that. Nobody. You would hear it all over London. Oh, Spurs are better. Come on, you Spurs. No. The Gunners have just not been the best overall within these last, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't qualified for Champions League. Hopefully, winning the Europa League will do something for us, getting us into the Champions League next season.
Yeah.
But, disappointing from Barcelona. Well played, Liverpool. That's all I can say. Salah going to be good for the Champions League
final, right? Salah should be good for Sunday against Wolves. So.
Yeah, so then he should be good if nothing bad happens to him. Hopefully, to play in the Champions League final, which should be pretty cool. All
right. So, let's go on to the next fixture we had.
Another comeback.
Tottenham versus Ajax.
Which one do you think was more exciting? No bias.
Exciting?
Okay, if you were to look at it as a neutral standpoint, obviously, being a Liverpool fan.
I'm saying neutral, I'm saying Tottenham. Just because they're all in 1.5.
I think so, too.
But the thing, what was more exciting for me? Tottenham. But.
What do you care about more? What
was more unexpected? I'll say Liverpool.
Really?
Liverpool was way more unexpected.
Even if Ajax were up 3-0 at half.
Okay, because
I'd say both were just as unexpected, I think
Liverpool didn't have Salah, didn't have Firmino. You're not really expecting, you know?
But this one didn't have Kane. Spurs did not have Kane.
I don't know. It's equal, though, because also Liverpool was home and Tottenham was away. I don't know. It's too hard. I don't even want to decide, but it was a really good game. First goal came in the 5th minute. Delete goal from corner kick, good header. Trippier being stupid
again. Yeah, I don't know why they had Trippier marking.
Why is Trippier in start anymore? I don't understand.
Yeah, you don't fancy Trippier anymore, right?
In World Cup, I mean, he was pretty good, and then Premier League came, he's like, all right.
He went ghost. He went Danny Phantom on everyone. He dipped.
Speaking of Danny, where's Danny Welbeck? That guy still exists?
Yeah, he's still at Arsenal.
Is he injured, or what's going on with him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was doing bits in Europa up until he got injured, which is really sad to see.
Remember the name forever. He was like forever.
Danny Welbeck, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's still injured.
But yeah, we'll continue to speak about the better London club, I guess you could say.
You're stupid.
35th minute, Ziyech scored a goal. First time finish, past Lloris. And 22nd minute,
Lloris?
Ziyech and what's his name? Did take their energy
out. I do want to say, Onana and Lloris put their teams on their back. Holy.
Onana?
No. Onana was doing some pretty good saves towards the end.
Onana was playing some Ochoa saves.
No.
But Dele Alli header was a Ochoa save.
No, but he was trying his hardest to try to keep that ball in the net. Lloris did exactly the same. Lloris came up big for Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't have saved. Obviously, if he wouldn't have saved one of those shots, they would have lost. But still, he came up big.
Him and Alisson.
Yeah, Alisson had a spectacular game against Barcelona. I even said it after the game. I said, you know, maybe if it would have been a different goalie, it would have been a different result.
It was Karius, no?
Nah,
I think... Fancy Karius in that situation, or what?
I think Karius could still do the job. I feel bad for him.
He got kicked out. Oh, I don't know. I like Karius.
I like Karius, too.
Dude, one bad game, whatever. I know it's the biggest stage in the world.
That's like if Messi or Ronaldo don't perform one game, are you going to kick them out the club? No. Exactly. But it's a completely different thing, because Karius, and he's a goalie. Unfair. Anyway, we're going to go on with Ajax Spurs. Jose?
55th minute, goal from Lucas Moura. Wonderful play from Dele Alli. And great finish to put him back in it. Dele Alli, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know how to explain it. He kind of did his own move. It was a really good move, I mean. But I feel like Lucas kind of just stole the ball from him. I don't know.
Yeah. He was trying to cut back. Yeah. And you could tell he put it too far. Mm-hmm. And Lucas just came in. He outpaced literally everyone, including Dele Alli.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful left foot finish, bottom corner.
59th minute, again. Beautiful Lucas to make up for the Llorente miss. Was that a bad miss from Llorente, or was it just a good save?
I think it was instinctive save, but it also was a little bit of a bad finish
from Llorente. Because he was wide open. Right?
Yeah.
He kind of just tapped it forward.
I mean, what do they tell you? What do they tell you in like training? They say, all you have to do is get a touch on it in those situations, and it goes in. Onana had a really, really good save, so you have to give him the credit for that.
If Llorente wouldn't have scored, I mean, let's say Lucas doesn't score that one.
Llorente will get
flamed. He's on the hot seat.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that either. A lot of people are flaming Dembele for missing that chance in the first leg at the end.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
Nah, you can't blame him for that, right? Like I said, you can't blame just one player. People are like, oh, Dembele's trash because he missed it. We would have won if Dembele would have scored. Nah, I don't like that. It's the whole team's fault.
We could have said that before. Like, when we were talking about the first leg, I understand that, obviously. But now that this whole situation happened, no one expected this to happen, no, I'm not doing that.
They're just trying to find someone to blame.
Yeah, they're just doing this. Because that's the thing I don't like with Barca fans. I feel like they do that too often.
I feel like that's just people in general.
Barca fans and Arsenal fans. Arsenal fans used to be Xhaka. Barca fans, who is it? Give me a name. Coutinho. Even the Coutinho is trash.
You just said that because he left Liverpool.
No, he's trash now.
He's not trash. Is he not? Not trash.
Does he need to leave?
I wouldn't say he needs to
you
leave.
You think he needs to leave?
No.
Who will buy him, though? Who do you guys think will buy him?
PSG. PSG will buy anyone.
I don't think Liverpool will buy him now.
No, I don't think so. Well, unless they sold him, Liverpool. Unless they sold him for like half the price.
The reception was not good for any of those two.
Yeah.
You got subbed out there waving at him.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Okay, let's go back to Spurs. 64th and 79th, Ziyech, close, but two vital misses. I guess you could flame him more than you should be flaming Dembele, because these were actually prior to the goal. But
Ziyech, he hit the post, though. It was crazy.
One was post, the other one was slightly wide from the
post.
His
first goal was such a good finish.
Mm-hmm.
It was so beautiful. Just the reverse curl on it to make it go side netting. But, oh man, it just hurt me to see. You could see it on his face. He wanted those goals so bad. Mm-hmm. When he hit the post and he hit it wide, he was pulling up his shirt like every single time he had a shot because he was so mad at himself for missing. Mm-hmm. And like, obviously, if you're in a situation where you're really close to letting the other team come back, like fully come back, and you're missing chances like that, I don't even know what the feeling would be because I'm not a professional player. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming it does not feel too good.
96 minute, Ajax pulling the same move as their daddy, Barcelona, choking. Dele Alli passed Lucas, who made no mistake again. 3-3, the comeback was complete because they went on with away goals.
I think, okay, here's what I was telling our group chat. I was saying,
let me know.
If Kane wasn't in, I don't think this would have ever happened. Like, going back to the right circumstances and all that. Because if Kane was in, Llorente would have never came on, I don't think.
Llorente changed his game for the good.
Llorente changed. Yeah, yeah. Remember what you said before? You said, oh, if they have Llorente, they're going to do good. And then I said, a lot of people are giving Llorente, like, bad vibes, you know? Like, they're saying he's really bad or whatever. He mm-hmm. doesn't perform well. But Llorente, in my opinion, did just as big as a job as Lucas. And that's a heavy statement. But I will say that their game plan switched from trying to play from out wide and like trying to do something, create something like, I guess, more beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was just play long to Llorente, let him win the header, let him bully the defenders. That's what his job was. And every single ball that Spurs had and they played, it was always to Llorente, if you noticed. It was.
I think the last one was too.
It was always Llorente. Give it to him, give it to him. You could see all the players were saying, just boot it up, give it to him. That's all you have to do. Let him do what he does as a big target man, as a big striker. Mm-hmm. And he did exactly that. It's pretty crazy. I don't know. Llorente had a really good game. I think a lot of players underestimated him. And you could tell the Ajax defense just could not handle him. He was mm-hmm. too big. He was too strong for them to handle.
And Dele Alli also, I feel like he's like an unsung hero. Because he did play really well both the passes. He did.
His passes were really well, but in terms of actual, like, shooting, his shots were pretty trash.
He had a pretty good header, the one that Onana saved.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it wasn't enough. But, yeah, Spurs did win 3-3. And, what's his name? Ziyech. And who's the other one? I don't even know how do I pronounce this.
Mazraoui.
Yeah, that one. They were fasting until the 22nd minute. That's why they took an energy gel. Packet, if you saw that on screen. I don't know, I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because playing with an empty stomach in a huge game like that.
No, I saw him eating the thing. I just completely forgot about that whole, what is it, Ramadan?
Ramadan.
Yeah, I completely forgot about like that. And like people celebrate that because obviously, or not obviously, but that's not my religious belief. Mm-hmm. So I kind of forget like about things like that. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting to see other people try to, like, I don't know, still perform at their best while still doing...
While still, like, maintaining their beliefs.
Yeah, yeah, their regular, everyday things.
Mm-hmm. And then another cool fact, remember, neither Spurs nor Ajax were set to be allowed in the rumored European Super League, while a PSG side who haven't got past the quarterfinals under the current owners, and AC Milan side who likely to enter fifth straight season outside of Champions League, would have qualified automatically for that Super League. Just cool to see. I never wanted the Super League. I still don't want it, so.
Okay, I think the Super League idea is super stupid, but let me tell you, right? Ajax, they're a club with a lot of history, but nobody expected them to perform this highly this season. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Nobody thought they were going to get out the group stage and go semifinals. Nobody thought that. And Spurs... Spurs aren't a team that consistently do this every season. Like, to be like, oh yeah, Spurs are going to head to the semifinals this year. Mm-hmm. Again, nobody thinks that. So, in terms of people saying, like, even if this Super League were to happen, that they belong in there, I still wouldn't think so.
It's just, PSG, the Super League's stupid because it doesn't allow for stuff for this to happen.
Yeah, PSG also, they bring in the money, they bring in the viewers. If you have the big name players, they're going to want you in the league. That's what... It's four, I guess you could say. Milan, same thing. It's the whole history of the club. Mm-hmm. I guess they have most recent success before Ajax do. So that's why I guess they're still somewhat relevant. Mm-hmm. People are just kind of holding on to that whole, like, AC Milan love story, you know? when Kaká was there, and they had Shevchenko and all that. Pirlo.
I understand. Maldini. I understand from the business aspect, just like from a football aspect, you know. This would never happen. We'd never be speaking about this.
No, I don't like, I don't approve of that whole Super League idea. It's literally like Champions League, but I guess not as important.
Mm-hmm. I think it's stupid. But in more stupid news, we got Europa League. We got Valencia, who's hosting Arsenal, while Chelsea are at home against Eintracht Frankfurt.
Thoughts? It's crazy. Arsenal beat Valencia after being 1-0 down at the Emirates, which is pretty stupid. I think they conceded in like the 12th minute off of a corner. So when I saw it was 1-0, I was like, oh, here we go again, you know, Arsenal. They did come back 3-1. Two goals from Laka, one goal from Oba. He could have had another one, but it got saved. But they are going into the second leg of the Europa League away from home in Spain against Valencia. Up 3-1. Hopefully, if they get an away goal, it'll be something spectacular seeing Arsenal in the Europa League final. And then maybe they could possibly get into the Champions League next season if they do in Europa. But those are some pretty high hopes for Arsenal because, I don't know. Arsenal just a team to beat Valencia and then go and lose to Brighton. Mm-hmm. Like, you never know what you're going to get out of them now. Like, actually, you don't know. But also, Chelsea got the crucial away goal in Germany after a very exciting 1-1 game against Eintracht. Luka Jovic, who is the second top goal scorer in Europe, I think. I think he has, like, 9 goals. Olivier Giroud, he has 10 or something like that, which is pretty impressive stats.
Giroud.
Yeah. But yeah, Luka Jovic did get on the scoring charts, and then also Pedro equalized, like around the 45th minute or something like that. Mm-hmm. But they're going into the second leg 1-1. It's going to be at Stamford Bridge, which is, I guess, a good thing for Chelsea. Hopefully they don't concede. We could see the two European trophies or competitions, I guess, have a double English final. It's going to be Liverpool Spurs. And Arsenal-Chelsea.
Be crazy. Who's the favorite, do you think, for Europa League? Out of the remaining teams?
I'd say either, I'm going to be honest, either Chelsea or Frankfurt.
Really?
Because I don't think people, okay, I back Arsenal.
I know you do. I'm saying popular favorite. Who think, like let's see someone see those teams. Who's, like, what team do you think they're going to
Chelsea. Because Eintracht are really downplayed a lot. Even though Luka Jovic and Rebic have been really good this season. But Arsenal, I don't know. It's because people clown them so much. It's like
just a meme now.
Yeah, it's just a meme. It's like you see that team and you're like, oh, they're gonna lose. Mm-hmm. But then Valencia, if they go up against Chelsea, I feel like they wouldn't be favorites either. Like you think about Chelsea, you think Higuain, Eden Hazard, well, Kante before, but he's injured now. Now Jorginho, they have really good defense, I guess, for the most part. And then Kepa, Sarri's been doing pretty good these past few games, so I guess from, like, an outside standpoint, Chelsea would be favorites. But, obviously, I'm always going to back Arsenal. So, hopefully, we can do it. Hopefully, we can win Europa and then go into the Champions League next season, which would be pretty cool. Because that means Arsenal would end up playing the winner of Liverpool and Spurs. Can you imagine Spurs. A UEFA Super Cup, London Derby, North London Derby? That'd be crazy.
That'd be bad.
That'd be scenes.
I would not want to see that.
Because, okay, I think if Liverpool were to play Arsenal, I think Liverpool would absolutely sweep them off the field. But I think if it was Spurs-Arsenal, I think just the North London mentality would come in, and then Arsenal could possibly win. Mm-hmm. I think if they were to play Liverpool, I think they'd get destroyed.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
Pretty interesting stuff, but nevertheless, as always on our Friday podcast, we always talk about our must-watch games. Right, Jose?
Correct.
You want to talk about Premier League?
Yeah, Premier League, just watch every... I mean, they're all been playing at the same time, right? Yeah. So, I guess just try to catch a glimpse of whatever game or team you support.
It's the final game of the season.
Yeah, everyone's just going to be trying to watch the Man City, Brighton, Liverpool, Wolves, because that's like the title race, I guess.
Yeah.
And fourth place, I guess...
Nah, I think fourth place is pretty much decided now. Yeah, I think fourth.
But, you know, maybe Arsenal can score like 10 goals and Spurs lose. Who knows?
No. The thing that would help us is if Arsenal were to win by Spurs large margin.
Spurs concede a lot.
And Spurs concede a lot.
Which potentially could happen if they rest their players. That's what I would do if I'm Spurs.
If that happens, bro, you don't even know. I'll be the happiest person in this world. Even if Arsenal lost in the Champions League.
Who's Arsenal play, though? I don't know. They tied up Brighton 1-1, so whatever team they play doesn't really matter, doesn't it? Yeah, the game started at 2. Europa League.
Alright, cut that out. Ask me who Arsenal plays.
Alright, Christian, who's Arsenal play?
Arsenal plays Burnley. Which is pretty...
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
That's a tough game.
I don't know about that one. But, you know, if it happens in the Champions League, it can happen in Premier League too.
So. Yeah, that Premier League does not have... The Champions League magic does not flow back into the Premier League. In my opinion. But anyway, I'm going to talk about La Liga real quick. Some must-watch games there in Spain. Getafe, Valencia, and Sevilla. Like I said last podcast, they're all kind of racing for like the Champions League spots, the final spots. They're 4th, 5th, and 6th place. Barcelona do host Getafe, who are trying to push for that Champions League spot. Try to finish in the top 4. But, Jose, one question for you. Do Barcelona put in their starters because they're out of the Champions League now? And they pretty much only have Copa del Rey to play, which is going to be...
Are they playing home?
Yeah, it's at home.
Yeah, I say do it just for the fans. That's what I do.
Because the Copa del Rey isn't until the 25th of May.
Yeah. Play your starters.
Play your starters. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think... Do you think Getafe can pull an upset? Barcelona, their morale is probably... really low now.
That's the worst thing happening to Barcelona. Who knows?
I mean, even if Barcelona were to lose these last, I guess, few games, would it really matter? They already won the league.
Yeah, losing at home, though, after what just happened.
Imagine. Oh, yeah, Barca fans would be really mad. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I didn't see it like that. All right, and then we have Atletico Madrid versus Sevilla. Tough game for Sevilla. It's a must-win game for them as well, to stay in the Champions League battle, like I said. But Atletico Madrid, second place. It's in Madrid, so we'll see what happens. And then Valencia do play Alaves, who are once upon a time in third place above Real Madrid. They dipped in form, so I think they're around like seventh, eighth, and ninth.
That's a huge dip.
They're around that area. Yeah, but they're still a force to be reckoned with. Maybe they can ruin Valencia's party, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And then Real Madrid host Real Sociedad, just a big team in Spain. So it's third place versus eighth place, but they don't really have much to play for. And then we move on to Italy, Serie A. Jose, your favorite league, obviously, right? What do you think about Serie A, Jose?
I'm bored already.
All right. Like I said last podcast, Inter Milan, Atalanta are most likely to finish in the Champions League spots. Unless Milan or Roma do ruin it for them. Torino and Lazio can potentially take Europa League spots if Milan and or Roma dip in form. It can basically like fluctuate between them. So we'll see. Milan are away in Florence playing Fiorentina, who are mid-table right now. I think they sit like 10th or something like that, around there, mid-table. And then Roma also do play Juventus at home, which is a very tough game for them. It's a must-win game if they want to keep up their European hopes alive. Otherwise, if they lose and Torino or Lazio win, they basically switch spots. And so they would be sitting out of Europe. So pretty interesting. In Serie A, if you want to catch those games, if you like Italian football, I guess. And then in the Bundesliga, Jose, I guess, would you say your second favorite league?
I guess. Yeah, let's say that.
Because what would you rank your top five leagues in order?
EPL 1, Liga MX 2.
We're talking about top five leagues.
Yeah.
No, Liga MX.
Liga is a league.
In Europe. All right, in Europe.
All right, 1 EPL, 2... Bundesliga. Let's go 3 La Liga. Let's go 4 Irish League. Whatever they're called. I'm kidding. After 3, I don't really pay attention much. So.
Serie A or Liga on? Pick one.
Serie A.
Yeah, and then Liga on last, obviously. All right, so I think we have a different opinion here. Because, obviously, since I like Barcelona, I like watching La Liga more. Obviously, Premier League is more competitive. Mm-hmm. But if I had to choose between the two, I'd rather watch Barcelona play. So I'm going to say La Liga. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, if Barcelona aren't playing on a Sunday or something, or on a weekend, I'm going to watch Premier League. But La Liga, I'd say La Liga, then Premier League, then Bundesliga. But Bundesliga is really exciting. I think a lot of people just kind of disrespect the fact that Bayern win every year. But otherwise, if you look at a match between the other teams, it's always really exciting.
Yeah, like everything else is competitive too.
Yeah, I like
cool,
it.
Really, they're really cool fans.
I like Bundesliga. Yeah, the fans are crazy. I want to go to Germany one day and just sit in Signal Iduna Park, just look at the yellow wall. I think it'd be cool.
I'm good.
Also, you're a Dortmund hater, so that's why.
I'm good, love.
Anyway, we're going to go to Germany now, talk about the Bundesliga. Bayern Munich need to beat RB Leipzig in order to not leave any room for Dortmund to catch up to them. Dortmund do play Fortuna Dusseldorf, and they need to capitalize on this game in order to stay in that title race, because I think if they lose and Bayern win, I think they lose it, right?
I think if Bayern win, it's over, because I want to say there's two games left.
How many points is it between them? Four? Oh, I mean, if they win and Dortmund win, then Bayern lose the last game and Dortmund win, would that
okay
equal out? No, actually, yeah, you're right.
If Bayern Dortmund needs a better result than Bayern.
Yeah, you're right. Bad math. But yeah, Dortmund basically need to win, and RB Leipzig need to do their thing for Dortmund. Hopefully, can win the league. But I don't know. We'll see about that. Only 3 points separate 4th place and 8th place in the Bundesliga, though. All hoping to play in either Champions League or Europa League next season. Eintracht, Bayer Leverkusen, Borussia Mönchengladbach, Wolfsburg, and Hoffenheim all need to win their games this weekend. Those are the teams that are in contention for Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how it goes. I don't know. If you had to pick between some of those teams to be in the Champions League next season, who would you pick? Because obviously right now we have Bayern Munich, and then we also have Dortmund and RB Leipzig. If you could choose one more to get automatically qualified into the Champions League group stage. Between Eintracht, Bayer Leverkusen, Mönchengladbach, Wolfsburg, and Hoffenheim.
Mönchengladbach.
You like them more?
Correct. That's where Hazard plays, right?
Yeah, I heard there's a rumor he might get signed to Dortmund, though. Oof. He's been putting up good numbers this season, too.
Oh, gosh. We'll see how that goes if that happens, but we'll keep you updated on that one.
Hey, maybe Arsenal can steal the signature.
Arsenal needs Zaha more than anything.
What if they got Thorgan Hazard? Both Hazards playing in the Premier League?
Hazard's gone.
Oh, yeah. He's off to Madrid. Did you see that video of the kids pulling up in a car next to Hazard?
What'd they say?
Basically, I think it was after the Chelsea match.
Is he not to leave or what?
He was in his whip, he had the window rolled down, and they were recording him. They're like, Hazard, don't go to Madrid. No, what'd he say? They said, stay at Chelsea. They're like, don't go to Madrid. And then Hazard was just like, no. And then he drove away. He
said no?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he said no. He said, nah. And he started laughing, and he drove away. It was a green light. I thought it was hilarious. I don't know. Hazard's just a funny guy. He's a pretty chill dude, it looks like.
He's still young, isn't he? He's like 29.
Would you call that young? 29?
If I'm 29, I consider that young.
Oh, I mean at a footballing age? Do you think 29 is young? Mm-mm.
But speaking of current Europa League news, Valencia has scored. Oh, Valencia actually did score one.
What the heck?
I was legit about to troll you. I was about to say Valencia scored one, but they didn't, but it turns out they did.
Camero, 1-0.
1-0.
I'm mad. All
right. If they score one more, they go on, right?
Yeah, because of away goals.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that works.
Unless Arsenal scores.
So if you guys want a good Christian rant, pray that Valencia wins.
No, don't do that. I don't want to be more disappointed with this season already. I already said, if Arsenal don't make it to the final, I'm putting Arsenal in the bin.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Next podcast, that means EPL will be over.
We're going to be talking about those results. Everything that's going to happen.
All right, we'll see then.
We'll see what goes on. Just remember to follow our Instagram, at Football Around the World Podcast. Give us some feedback. Let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Like our stuff. Follow us. Like do the usual. Stuff. Yeah. And, Jose, do you have anything else to say before we head out?
No, I'll just catch you guys on Wednesday, and hopefully by then, I'll be celebrating Liverpool winning the title.
Maybe, we'll see, unless Liverpool lose.
I need Brighton and Matt Ryan to come through, and Glenn Murray, so.
All right, we'll see. We'll see you Wednesday.